As allegations of racial profiling and police intimidation join the slew of misconduct around the presidential elections in Florida, those in the protest movement are beginning to question the effectiveness of our national government. Amishon Toft talks with Cindy Milstein about the elections and the possibilities within a participatory political sphere.
Throughout the presidential elections this year, the monotony of the two-party system has been confronted by a growing dissatisfaction with the status quo. Both the Democrats and the Republicans were met by massive demonstrations at their national conventions this summer, and every televised presidential debate was met with puppets and lockdowns. Beyond campaign finance reform and third-party politics is a reinvigoration of the political sphere and a redefinition of what it means to take political action. We saw this in Boston, when demonstrators there staged a counter-debate where citizens asked each other how they would run their communities, given the chance, and what it is that prevents them from having control over the governance of their lives. All of this has culminated in a most surprising exposé of the mechanical process of voting itself in a country that prides itself on being the largest democracy in the world, but can't seem to decide how much power its citizens should actually have access to. As we hear reports of racial profiling and police harassment, disenfranchisement and ballot miscounts, we begin to wonder how truly democratic this great nation of ours actually is. Cindy Milstein is a teacher at the Institute for Social Ecology in Plainfield, Vermont, and I spoke to her on Sunday from her home in Chicago.
It sort of, in a way, doesn't matter to me so much whether Gore or Bush gets in. On certain issues, yes, but overall, it's still part of the same system that takes away our ability to decide things that are important to us in our lives. And it's kind of a far stretch, but you know, if this is how flawed and corrupt representative democracy is, I think it goes to show that the United States, what it claims to be the standard of democracy, really doesn't represent what the people really are thinking and how they want to make decisions. I think the one good thing about what's been happening is that it's gotten people in the United States to talk about politics for